America Weekend, Weekend.
As we continue on, Call Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino. I want to make a point here, Roland, and very quickly, then we're going to move on to other topics. And this is called There's Something Wrong Here. And I want to make this statement because I think people are not understanding the big picture. The big picture with reference to ISIS and the president's speech. We had Alan Marcus on and so on and so forth. When we talk about a global situation, this is the big picture. It is not a narrow framed picture of geopolitics on a regional scale. It's the entire world. And what is happening here and what people must understand is that this particular group, whoever they may be, we suffered this problem in Cambodia some 30 some odd years ago, but that was isolated to Cambodia. The one thing that Cambodians did not, the Khmer Rouge did not do, is move across borders. When you move across borders without respecting their boundaries, this is what the problem we have with Putin with regards to the Ukraine. I've got a problem. Because respecting those national boundaries is respecting the rule of law, whatever there may be left on this planet. And that's why we have a United Nations. This particular group of people do not respect those boundaries. They have none. That's a very, very serious problem. And for those who say, yes, and I know Alan had some comments with reference to this, I am reacting to them. I am reacting to them, but not because of the killing of the two Americans, because of their slaughter of the innocents, and there have been many who they've just slaughtered. It is that they do not respect, that's bad enough, they do not respect national boundaries. In other words, as far as they're concerned, they don't exist. And when we don't have that kind of order on the planet, chaos will rule. That's my problem. My thoughts.
Well, it's not a problem. It's very well thought out. You know, we have to look at what's happening in the world today as both events,
yes,
as well as process.
Correct.
I think that if you look at hunger as an event, and you talk about it that somebody's starving in such and such a place. What the real issue of the story is the process of it, which is famine.
Correct.
So it's the same kind of thing if you're dealing with understanding the belligerent actions of some group such as ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any of the others that have come through history, that you have to look at it as an event and then figure out what was the process that led them to do this and why are they doing it.
And in many respects, we are the problem that created this.
Oh, indeed we are. I think we created ISIS.
And I do believe, though, that as we have created, however well-intentioned we were, in some respects we were not, we must now eliminate that problem. Because when they fail to recognize the boundaries of order on this planet, which is the national boundary. Now, it may seem like just a line drawn in the sand, if you will, when they do not respect that. And here's one statement that they have made, which absolutely shook me. We can move where we want to the Kurdistans. We can move to place ourselves in a position throughout the Middle East. And without defining, they are defining their own state. This is a problem in the national order of things, because when you lose that, you lose a sense of civility. You lose a sense of proportion. They're not going to get that other than militarily, and they are well-financed. They are powerful. They must be eliminated.
Well, they're defining their own state through the violence that they incur to the local population.
Correct.
It's totally a subjugation.
Of course it is. And they plan on doing that without recognizing the boundaries of the planet and why we spent considerable world wars, World War One and Two, these conflagrations that created the United Nations to assemble a sense of world order. They're eliminating that completely. By the way, no discussion. There is no discussion here with these people. When you have no discussion, there can be no dialogue. Marcus Aurelius was absolutely correct. Kill them all.
Well, you're back to that again.
A moral problem? Yes. I grant that, and I will stand on that position. It is a moral problem, one I must deal with, and I deal with it very difficultly. However, if we allow them to exist, that cancer will spread.
There is some historians that think that Marcus Aurelius was really Epictetus, the basically could not read or write, an ignorant slave captured by the Romans in one of the Greek conflicts.
Yes.
And Epictetus wrote a manual for the Roman field soldier called the Enchiridion. The Enchiridion basic tenet is control only what you can control and don't worry about the rest.
Correct.
In other words, if you are captured in battle and somebody's mistreating you, you cannot control how they are treating you. If, in fact, you are victorious in battle and you capture somebody, then you can control in how you treat them.
Correct.
So the issue here is very pragmatic. Don't worry what happens if, in fact, you're victorious or if, in fact, you are defeated. You know, let it go. Be stoic as possible.
That's very Roman, by the way.
Yes, indeed.
It's terribly Roman. The position that I take in this matter is one of the effect that we must apply to the problem. And since it was part of our creation, and I mentioned, we talked about this, the Balfour Declaration, where the British were trying to excise themselves out of Palestine and did that very badly. We've got to excise ourselves from this situation in the Middle East. And we're doing it, quite frankly, very badly. And now we have ISIS, and we cannot walk away.
Well, let me go back to Epictetus for a minute.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the name, and you can help me here. He was Ross Perot's running mate when he decided to run for president. Admiral Stockdale, James P. Stockdale.
Okay.
Admiral Stockdale was a prisoner of war in North Vietnam for about 9 years. He recalls in an article in Atlantic Monthly, I believe, about 20, 25 years ago, I remember reading this, where he talked about debating with his North Vietnamese interrogators the efficacy of Epictetus and the manual for the Roman field soldier.
Yes.
But he also said in this article that his training in the classics was instrumental in keeping his sanity all of the 9 years of his interrogation in North Vietnam, because he was debating with a American-educated North Vietnamese intellectual who was his interrogator and his torturer.
That's fascinating. I did not know that, yeah. By the way. That is fascinating. The intellect will out.
Yeah.
And it always has. But in this particular instance, how do we talk when there is no one to talk to? In this particular instance, there is no one to talk to.
And I'm not so sure there's any intellect there other than certainly a military prowess that we, or the West, has trained these insurgents being very good at what they do. I mean, their tactics today as a organization, a military organization, moving through various countries are far better than they used to be, than Al-Qaeda ever.
Without question. No doubt about it. They're very good at what they do. They're financed. They're smart. They're using American tactics, by the way, and American equipment.
Yep.
But again, the cancer, who is it who noted, I'm going to get calls on this one or emails. The problems of the son as taught by the father, okay, these are our ghosts coming back in some respects to haunt us. I do believe that because we shouldn't have been in Iraq in the first place. But what we created, we now must defeat.
But you can't go back and say, I don't think you can't say, we shouldn't have been there and this is what caused it.
No, we're in
the
here and now.
We've got to deal with it now. We've got to deal with what we have.
And it's not going to be a conversation with them either. And I agree with that. We can have a conversation with them. They don't want to talk to us.
Well, you never know, I mean, until you start talking. And to me, when you say kill them all, you eliminate the conversation.
Correct. I must admit, in this particular instance, I am doing that, and I find the moral question that I'm dealing with, which is a battle that I'm having with myself. And I'm saying, but that doesn't win, because war is a game of fools. and upon which we are, there are never any winners in the game of war. They're all losers. Even those who win lose. You cannot win in the game of war because there is a destruction. When you have destruction, you have no reason and no recourse.
I'm not so sure that the losers in every war that we have fought have not been the winners in the long run.
To my point.
You look at Germany. You look at Japan.
Absolutely.
You look at Vietnam today.
Correct.
You look at Korea. You can't do that with. But South Korea, you surely can.
Of course.
I mean, they are far better off than they were before the war ever began. From some viewpoints,
yes.
Maybe not from their own ethnic as well as cultural viewpoints.
It is an argument that I struggle with, and I thank you for joining me in the endeavor.
Well, it's always a pleasure, Carl, even though it's time to say goodbye for this segment.
Roland Smith, Carl Sabatino, we're back.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.